a human rights group is calling on Sierra Leonean authorities to investigate a suspected arms dealer. UN investigators have alleged Ibrahim Ba supplied arms to rebels during Sierra Leone's civil war. Sierra Leone's civil war lasted 11 years, ending in 2002. During that time, RUF and AFRC rebels committed many atrocities, including murder, amputations, rape, kidnapping, and torture. Ibrahim Ba, also known as Ibrahim Blade, allegedly provided arms and other support to the rebels. Corinne Dufka is the senior West Africa researcher for Human Rights Watch.
Ibrahim Ba was for many years, well over a decade, a key figure in rebel operations in West Africa. He was a key go-between financial controller and liaison between Charles Taylor and then the RUF and AFRC, the two rebel groups in Sierra Leone.
Dufka says Ba allegedly helped smuggle blood diamonds out of Sierra Leone.
And central figure that Taylor used in order to ensure transaction between blood diamonds and then logistics needed for the RUF and the AFRC.
Ba is a Senegalese national, believed to have spent time in Libya during Muammar Gaddafi's rule, and believed to have fought with the Mujahideen in Afghanistan against the Soviets. Dufka says it appears Ba first met Taylor in 1988.
He sort of melted away in 2000, 2001, 2002, and was believed to have gone to Burkina Faso. Then, just this year, with the publication of the panel of experts report, that's the UN panel of expert reports for Liberia, he was found by one of the researchers to be living in, of all places, Sierra Leone. And evidently, he had been living there since 2008.
Ba had been under a UN travel ban since 2004, and was thought to be in Burkina Faso. Why Sierra Leone authorities did not alert the UN about his presence remains an unanswered question.
What Human Rights Watch and the local human rights groups in Sierra Leone are asking is that the Sierra Leonean government investigate this individual for his involvement in war crimes and crimes against humanity in Sierra Leone.
The UN-backed special court for Sierra Leone handled many cases relating to the civil war. This includes that of Charles Taylor, who's on trial for alleged war crimes and crimes against humanity. Dufka says an investigation of Ba by Sierra Leone would be the country's first purely domestic prosecution relating to war crimes or crimes against humanity. What's more, Dufka says Ba may have had links to Al-Qaeda prior to the terrorist attacks in the United States on September 11, 2001. The Washington Post had reported that some Al-Qaeda members had gone to Liberia to obtain blood diamonds to fund their activities, knowing that their assets would be seized or frozen after the attacks. Dufka adds there are unconfirmed reports that Ba was not prosecuted by the special court because he was cooperating with intelligence services. The court is now winding down its operations. Joe DiCapua, VOA News, Washington.